time now for your comments. Mark Vicklund of Sacramento, California, disputes an assertion in Claudio Sanchez's story about the achievement gap between black and white students at Shaker Heights High School. In the story, Harvard economist Ronald Ferguson suggested that black students were more likely to fail than white students at the Ohio school because black parents put more trust in the school system to do its job. Vicklund writes that this merely soothed the egos of the parents whose children are failing by making excuses for them. Dave Leipold, an American citizen writing from Okinawa, says he enjoyed my interview with Marshall Chapman. Leipold said he liked hearing about her evolution from a Southern debutante to a rowdy, hard-drinking songwriter and singer. He says, I laughed with absolute delight listening to Ms. Chapman, and I definitely was able to go to sleep later that night with a bit more positive feeling about how my country is getting along back in the States. Several listeners didn't care for my citation of Robert Frost's poem in the introduction to Susan Stamberg's story on Somewhere Over the Rainbow. They believed I should have used the exact words from The Death of the Hired Man, which are, home is the place where when you have to go there, they have to take you in. My deliberate omission of the first have to loses part of the wry irony, says Paulette Delahousie from Austin, Texas. Fans of the famed Hawaiian singer Israel Kamakawiwa Ole felt he was unfairly left out of the Somewhere Over the Rainbow montage. Richard Lander of Granada Hills, California, describes that rendition as one of the most beautiful he's ever heard. Lander continues, one doesn't have to know that he too died young to cry when you hear this version. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.